And welcome to Radio Sports Page. We're joined now by Norwalk boys soccer player Jack Brown. And Jack is the leading scorer for the Warriors, who are 5-5 overall. They're 4-0 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Jack, just how's the season been going so far?
It's been going fairly well. You know, we started off a little rocky, going 1-3, but we faced a lot of really tough teams. And we're starting to find our groove a little bit and playing with each other a little bit better. So it's, you know, we're starting to play well.
Was it a little bit of an adjustment period this year with some new guys in the lineup, just kind of working out that chemistry and everything?
A little bit. Yeah, I would say the first couple games, it was just getting used to playing with each other a little bit. But now that we have a few games under our belt, our chemistry's gotten a lot better and we're comfortable playing with each other. So that's definitely helped out a lot.
And you guys do play such a difficult non-conference schedule. I think most of your losses are all against really quality Class 4A opponents. You're really holding your own, doing a great job in the conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is definitely a tough non-conference schedule, but I think it really helps our team out. It helps point out some flaws, and it's a really great way for us to grow and develop as a team.
I think coming into the year, you were the leading scorer on the team the last couple of seasons. Some new guys in there this year, also some returning players. What have you noticed about this team so far this year? Kind of what stands out about this group?
I think we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of great individual players from all of our age groups. And it's just going to be about coming together, being able to play as one, and just limiting the mistakes, because we have the talent to be a really good team at the end of the year.
And you're 4-0 right now in conference play. I know you guys have won a lot of conference titles in the last 20 years or so. What does it mean to you guys to do really well in the Little Hawkeye?
You know, it's just been a part of the Norwalk soccer culture for a while now. We've always been dominant in the conference, and just continuing that legacy has definitely been important for us, and we want to be able to continue that this year.
Who do you see as your toughest obstacle to getting another title? Would it be Pella?
Pella, DCG. There's a lot of great teams in the conference, so we'll have to play well in those games to win and end up winning the conference.
And again, I think I was just looking at Varsity Bound before I gave you a call. I think you're still leading the team in goals this year, but there's some other guys that are really stepping up. Tavin Furner's having a good year. Who are some of the guys that you've been impressed with on the team this year that either were returning players or newcomers?
Yeah, Tavin's played really well. He provides a lot of creativity up in the front for us. We have a few freshmen that have come in and played really well for us. And then everyone else who returned from last year, I mean, they were solid last year, but they've just gotten, you know, better and better this year. So you just have a lot of really solid players.
Has your role changed at all this year? I mean, are you actually being more of a leader this year, do you feel, as a senior?
Yeah, I think I've been given the opportunity to be a bit more of a leader this year. Last year, we had quite a few good senior players who were able to lead the team, but this year, my role has definitely changed a little bit, and it's been a good opportunity just for me to grow as a vocal leader and as a, you know, leader by example.
Is that one hat trick so far this year, or you have more?
Just one.
How thrilling is that to have a night like that where you can get three in the net?
It is pretty cool, but I think it's more important to me just to keep winning games and keep growing as a team. Obviously, the individual achievements are really cool, but I'm really focused just on, you know, having a good performance at the end of the year as a team and making a run in state.
Okay, and you've also had a really good career in cross country and basketball. What do you like best about soccer? I'm not going to ask you to rank your sports, but what do you like best about being out there on the pitch?
I think soccer is really fun for me because it just really allows me to be creative, just be myself out there and have a lot of fun.
Now, you guys, about halfway through the season now, still a lot of regular season left. But as you look towards the postseason, what are some of the long-term goals for this team, and how are you going to get there?
Long-term goals, we obviously want to make state and make a pretty good run. We've had a little bit of a drought these past few years of not making state, so we want to continue the legacy of some of the teams before us who have been able to make state and been successful. And we're just going to have to keep coming together as a team, just building our chemistry, just continuing to build trust in each other. And I think that'll be the recipe for success coming this postseason.
Well, you were part of the cross-country team that got fourth in the fall, then the state basketball team that got to state here in the winter. What would it mean to you just to be able to go out like that as a senior and make the state soccer tournament?
It would definitely be really fun. I've had just a really great, successful senior year so far in athletics. And it'd definitely be really fun to go out with, you know, one last really great season. It'd just be a lot of fun.
All right, that's Norwalk senior soccer player Jack Brown. You can catch the Warriors Thursday night back in action against Des Moines Lincoln at the County Soccer Complex. Thanks for joining us today, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.